From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And with the start of the week, many on Wall Street are watching to see if last week's big sell-off of tech stocks will continue. Thursday saw the largest one-day sell-off in biotech stocks in over 2 years. The Nasdaq fell 3%. On Friday, it fell again, part of a larger three-week slump in tech stocks. Are we in another tech bubble similar to the early 2000s? Cardiff Garcia of the Financial Times has been pondering that. Cardiff, welcome.
Hey, Robin.
And so what do you think? Is this another bubble bursting?
So part of this, I guess, has to do with semantics. Where do you draw the line? How do you define a bubble, right? What I can say is that it was probably inevitable that at some point you were going to have this kind of a sell-off. This part of the stock market had been doing better than the rest of the stock market for quite some time. And the question is, what triggered it? Nobody actually knows. There's kind of a newsroom joke about how when you can't explain what's happening, you just say that stocks are down based on fears that stocks would go down, mm-hmm. right? In terms of what's happening in tech and biotech, though, I think there are a lot of differences between now and what happened in 2000. There's less reason to be nervous, right? So people who follow the stock market like to look at ratios that compare the stock price to how much money companies are actually making, their profits. And those ratios are really a lot lower now than they used to be. Plus, a lot of these companies have a much bigger market in which to sell their products just because so many more people are now connected via the internet than were in the year 2000. So I think right now, it's impossible to say whether this will continue or how much worse it will get. I also think that this is fine, that in some sense, this is a healthy development, that it's good for investors to be reminded now and again that parts of the stock market go up and it also goes down. Especially for sort of normal everyday household people who aren't sophisticated Wall Street investors, it's good to be reminded that you shouldn't have too much of your money concentrated in one part of the market.
Well, and it's just so as you say, it might be something of a leveling off, but you also said it might feed on itself. We're reading in your paper, the Financial Times, of how insiders at some internet companies are unloading their personal tech holdings. So could the leveling off become a problem if it inspires more sell-off?
Yeah, this is an interesting story, and the idea here is that executives at some of these companies have been reducing their stake in these companies for some time. And what's interesting about that, though, is that there are some technical reasons for it. As the stock prices go up or as the valuations of these companies go up, it makes sense for some executives essentially to reduce their own concentration of wealth, right? But at the same time, this is sort of broad enough that it does make you worry that they themselves think that maybe stock prices are a little bit too high. But I would actually emphasize that there's a good story here, too, which is that when it's easier for these companies to raise money or when their stock prices go up, it's also easier for them to invest in their own companies, to invest in research and development. And that actually is a big boost to the consumer, to people who use these products and who now see that incumbent companies have new competition. And so there's a lot of examples here. Biotech's an obvious example. If they invest in new R&D, you might have, a miracle drug coming online sometime soon. Or if you look at the tech sector, look at what's happening with companies like Box or Dropbox. These are companies that sell online storage. They don't make money, and yet they forced companies like Google to reduce the prices that they charge for the same services. And so I think that something like this is compared to a credit-driven housing bubble, as we had, in 2007, 2008, can actually be a good outcome for society, even if for some individual companies or for some parts of the stock market, it's a little bit more unclear what's going to happen.
Well, Cardiff Garcia, again, of the Financial Times, we're going to have to leave it at that with just a few seconds left. We'll have you come back and explain why we opened the paper today and we see all these tech startups raising billions of dollars.
There's still a lot of excitement about the sector.
That's right. Why is that happening if the stocks are plummeting? Cardiff Garcia, the Financial Times, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Here and Now.